Day is remembered throughout the world as Armistice Day. And many of you recall that moment in 1918 that you had waited and prayed for. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month that marked the ceasefire in 1918. And thanks to Mr. Cease Wilkinson of Heaney's and his fine collection of recordings, we're going to be able to relive those days. And here is Mr. Cease Wilkinson.
Thanks, Al. Let us now relive in music and song the war years of 1914 to 1918 and bring back the memories, the smiles, and perhaps a tear as we listen to these old gramophone records made during those hectic years.
July 1914. In London, as in most of the world, people were happy. Sure, we had heard of Kaiser Wilhelm and his warlords, but we had the British Navy, you know. So no one really worried, and in the music halls, you heard music like this. But on the continent, war drums were beating and the bugles were calling. The call to arms.
Guard, move!
Germany was at war with France and demanding free passage of troops through Belgium. So Britain issued her 48-hour ultimatum. Oh, it's all right. Britain has spoken. Germany will listen. It'll blow over. It always has, you know. And besides, we have the Navy, don't forget.
Retreat.
Midnight, 4th of August, 1914. Britain declares war on Germany, and the British troops leave for France. Listen to their arrival, as depicted on an old record.
Stand by there, steady, steady, all clear. Aye, aye, step, lower the gangway. Make fast.
They know they're the Grenadiers.
No, but if they don't, the Germans will soon find it out.
Vive la France! Vive la France!
As soon as they landed in France, They headed for their positions and for action. And as they marched, they sang. Sang, they marched, for this was a real foot-slogging army. To get there, they marched, and the horses and mules pulled the guns and the supply wagons. This was the army. The thin red line was now khaki, which the German emperor called that contemptible little army. That was to achieve immortal fame as the old contemptibles. Singing too. We sang Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers, A Silly German Sausage Dreamt Napoleon He'd Be, and remember this one? Keep the Home Fires Burning.
They were summoned from the hillside, they were called in from the glen, and the country found them ready at the stirring call for men. Let no tears add to their hardship as the soldiers pass along. And although your heart is breaking, make it sing this cheery song. Keep the home fires burning while your heart are yearning. Though the lads are far away, they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn the dark cloud inside out till the boy come home. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though the lands are far away, they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn the dark clouds inside out till the boys come home.
Overseas, the French language was a problem at first, but the ever-resourceful Tommy soon learned enough French to get by. Such words as, well, mademoiselle, estaminet, vin rouge, and ooh la la, oui oui.
Young girl one day in France, her naughty little glance put Willie in a trance. Willie Earl couldn't understand her talk, you see. He only knew two words in French that he learned in the trench. They were ooh la la and wee wee. They would spoon beneath the moon above. It was fun to hear them making love. She'd say, comprenez-vous, papa? And he'd say, ooh la la, wee wee. She'd smile and whisper, merci beaucoup. He'd answer, I don't mind if I do. She'd say, if you'll be my papa, then I will be your ma, chérie. She'd pinch his cheek and say, you get to say. He'd say, not now, dear, but later I may. Then she'd say, comprenez-vous, papa? And he'd say, ooh la la, oui, oui. Willie Earl said, this little girl is meant for me. No more I'll cross the sea. I'll stay in Gay Paris. Every day you would hear him say to his baby, your talk I do not know, but I will manage to get by with my ooh-la-la and wee-wee. Every evening Willie would rehearse. Instead of getting better, he'd get worse. She'd say, comprenez-vous, papa? And he'd say, ooh-la-la, wee-wee. She'd say, come see, and then roll her eyes. He'd answer, baby, you'll be surprised. Each evening they would promenade upon the boulevard, you see. One day at lunch, he said, café roulant. He said, my dear, don't forget where you are. He'd say, comprenez-vous, papa? And he'd say, ooh la la, oui, oui.
The war grew bigger and tougher, despite almost superhuman aid, from the then colonies, South Africa, New Zealand, India, Australia, and Canada. And the public started to learn many new words. Anzac, Canuck, Howitzer, Slacker, Carry On, Uhlan, Prussian, and one that really stuck, the Hun. Then, one day, came a supernatural event, the Angels of Mons, reminding the French of their immortal heroine, Joan of Arc.
While you are sleeping, your France is weeping. Wake from your dreams, maid of France. Her heart is bleeding, are you unheeding? Come with the flame in your glance. Through the gates of heaven, with your sword in hand, come your legions to command. Joan of Arc, Joan of Arc, do your eyes from the sky see the fall? Don't you see the drooping fleur-de-lis? Can't you hear the tears of Normandy? Joan of Arc, Joan of Arc, let your spirit guide us through. Come lead your France to victory. Joan of Arc, they are calling you. Is sighing, Lorraine is crying, their mother France looks to you. Her sons and at Verdun, bearing the burden, pray for your coming anew. At the gates of heaven, do they bar your way? Souls that passed through yesterday. Joan of Arc, Joan of Arc, do your eyes from the sky see the morn? Don't you see the drooping cloud beneath? Can't you hear the tears of Normandy? Joan of Arc, Joan of Arc, let your spirit guide us through. Come lead your France to victory. Joan of Arc, they are calling you.
The fortunes of war seesawed, then became extremely grave until, in April 1917, the United States, that had for so long remained aloof, too proud to fight, finally jumped in with both feet. Two left feet they appeared to be, for a while.
Johnny, get your gun, take it on the run, hear them calling you and me, every son of liberty. Hurry right away, no delay, go today, make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to pine, to be proud her boy's in line. Over there, over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums, drums coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there. Johnny, get your gun, Johnny, show the Hun you're a son of a gun. Hoist the flag and let her fly. Yankee doodle, do or die. Pack your little kit, show your grit, do your bit. Yankees to the ranks, from the towns and the tanks. Make your mother proud of you, and the old red, white, and blue. Over there, over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums, drums coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.
Soon, the Yanks also had the singing urge, and the war songs really rolled out. When Tony Goes Over the Top, Long Boy, when Yankee Doodle learns to Parlez-vous Francais, Goodbye Broadway, Hello France, and this one you must remember.
Come along, get you
ready, wear your brand, brand new gown. For there's going to be a meeting in that good, good old town, where you know that everybody and they all know that you. And you've got a rabbit foot to keep away the hoodoo. Please, oh, please, oh, do not let me fall. You're all mine, and I love you best of all. And you'll be my man, or I'll have no man at all. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight, my baby.
When you kiss and there's no ding-ding-ding, all die round and treat me, you must sing. And when the birds come through, in the chorus all joining, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
We are singing a melody you all know is great. Uncle Sammy's boys all sang it way back in 98. And they fought this slogan to the Spaniards in days of yore. Now we'll teach the Huns a lesson just as they did before. When you hear the beating of a drum, when you hear the roaring of a gun, and when you hear the news of a battle fought and won, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. Doggone you.
When you see our Yankee fighting line, when you see old glory flying by, and when you see us all proclaiming up the Rhine, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Have you heard of the shindy that am on far away? Where there sure am lots of fight and all the lives on this day. Now on dear old Uncle Sammy, he's done gone to shine in. And the folks am all a-waiting for the scrap to begin. When you hear all the bands begin to play, Yankee boys to the war am on their way. And when they start to fight, they will make the whole world say, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. Doggone you.
When you hear them cannons awful roar, Yankee yells, they will make the Kaiser so. They give him hail, hallelujah, as they never did before. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. So do it. When you hear them cannons awful roar, Yankee yells, they will make the Kaiser so. They will give hail, Columbia, as they never did before. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
To add to their confusion, the United States passed the Volstead Act, Prohibition, and that brought out many new songs, among them this one, Bring Back Those Wonderful Days.
You've heard of the lamp of Aladdin, what wonderful things it could do. If I had it today, I'd rub it and say, here's all that I want of you. Oh, won't you bring back those happy days of childhood? Won't you bring back the lane down in the wild that would lead us to the dear old swimming pool? Every time that we played hooky on the way to school, oh, bring back those simple girls in gingham. Won't you bring back the dear old songs and sing them? What a joy it would be, both for you and me. Could we bring back those wonderful days? Bring back the socks that cost a quarter. Won't you bring back the milk without the water and the nice big tender thick and juicy steak? Long before our limit was a stack of victory cake. So bring back the ham and beans together. Won't you bring back a pair of shoes with leather? You can laugh and joke, but we're all dead broke. Won't you bring back those wonderful days? Take back the installment plan.
land collectors, won't you take back the income tax collectors and the friends that take you out and let you treat, and the janitors that never give you any heat, oh, take back those tip-expecting waiters, won't you take back those red flag agitators. Every night I pray, take those pets away and bring back those wonderful days. Bring back the maid demure and simple, won't you bring back the beauty mark and dimple and the dainty bonnet and the crinoline. Long before the baby vampire came upon the scene, oh, bring back those good old-fashioned dances, won't you bring back those coy and bashful glances. What a joy it would be, both for you and me, could we bring back those wonderful days. Bring back the brew that used to trickle, won't you bring back the big ones for a nickel and the nice brass rail all polished up so bright, and the family entrance after 12 o'clock at night. Oh, bring back the ale that was so rusty, won't you bring back the can that's getting rusty, drinking ginger ale makes me weak and pale. Won't you bring back those wonderful days?
Despite the singing, we wondered, we worried, and we learned more new words. Trench feet, trench mouth, Fokkers, Blenheims. We learned new names, Richthofen, Pershing, Foch, Churchill, Kitchener, Heap, and more new words, Spads, Zeppelins, Air Raids, Spanish Flu, and we learned new music, for jazz had really taken hold.